Hello, everybody. This is today's health update. My name is Roy Williams, often called the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, because I simply teach people how to protect your health, how to support your health at a cellular level through proper nutrition. Remember, every cell in your body is dependent upon vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, glyconutrients, and proteins. They're the building blocks of life. Notice I did not say that the building blocks of life are synthetic drugs, cholesterol drugs, blood pressure lowering drugs. I didn't say that, that those are the building blocks of life. No, they're the opposite. They're destructors of life, in my opinion. Of course, I can't deny that if you get beat up, banged up, broke up, cut up, or burned up, you need to go to a medical doctor. We got the best trauma doctors on earth. Military taught us that. But you know what? You can't name one disease that the pharmaceutical industry has cured in 60 years. I challenge you to call me and tell me one of them. You know, my phone never rings when I say that, Jamaree. Jamaree, good to have you back on today.
Well, thanks for having me, Rory. And your phone doesn't ring when you say what?
When I tell them to call me and tell me, name one disease that the pharmaceutical companies have cured in 60 years.
No, they don't cure anything.
Well, that's
not their job.
But that's why nobody
their
calls me.
Their job is to keep you sick so they can sell more drugs. That's their job.
I call that circle therapy. You go in for blood pressure, and before you know it, the blood pressure drugs give you acid reflux. You go in for acid reflux. Before you know it, that drug's eat your joints out, so they give you another drug for that. And it's just in that office all the time.
There are times when you do need drugs.
Sure.
Like accidents. And even if you haven't kept up the building blocks of your life and you've allowed your health to deteriorate, you still have to go to a doctor for that crisis and get taken care of.
Sure.
But then the smart thing to do is to turn around, start with nutritious food and not junk food, getting sleep at night, going to bed at 9 o'clock, sleeping at least 8 hours, drinking your water, and having your supplements because the food doesn't have enough nutrients in it. And if you do all that, you can build yourself back to some kind of good health.
So you see, folks, we're continuing with what they don't want you to know. And believe it or not, what Jamaree just explained to you, they hope and pray you never know. Now, there's another thing you got to take into consideration, though. It's so much easier just go to your doctor and say, give me a pill, than it is to do what Jamaree just asked you to do. I understand that. And if you're lazy and... let me finish this. If you're lazy and thick-skulled and you don't want to take any responsibility for your own life, then by all means, go to your doctor. They'll make you more comfortable while you die. Go ahead, Jamaree.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're a young person right now or middle-aged, you could start doing these things I'm mentioning, and you may be able to avoid those hospital visits.
I have my whole friggin' life.
If you're older and you haven't done any of those things and you're frequenting the doctors and the hospitals, you ought to just listen and think about what you're doing. Because I have people who tell me, oh, this is wrong or that's wrong. When I suggest they change their diet and get off of soda and stuff like that, oh man, you'd think I asked them to shoot themselves.
Yeah.
And then if I say, well, you need to build up your nutrition, which now, because it's so low, is going to take a lot more stuff.
And a lot more time.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
No, I want a pill. Can't you just give me a... Jamaree, people come to me to lose weight, and I start talking to them about their diet and exercise and breathing and sleeping, the things you talked about, and they look at me and say, can't you just give me a pill? Listen, folks, the Bible says you reap what you sow. I cannot reverse that. The medical profession will never make a pill that's going to nullify that you reap what you sow. You got to start sowing good things back into your body for your body to respond in a good way. Good grief.
So, Roy, you probably don't remember this. You told me this about 20-some years ago.
Uh-oh.
I think it might have been like 1998 or 99.
Uh-oh.
And you said, Jamaree, I just want you to make that one supplement. It's going to be the magic bullet.
I did. I remember saying that.
And I said, Roy, go in the drugstore. Look at the over-the-counter medicine for all the different things. I said, they're chemicals. I don't know how to do that. I only know how to pray and get directed to natural things, which is going to be taking more capsules or tablets or powders than what you see in an over-the-counter chemical place. And you told me that for weeks. You kept telling me that. And I kept praying about it. And I kept coming up with the same answer. It cannot be done.
Jimmy, you may remember this. I told you one time, too. I says, can't you just make one pill that's got everything in it?
I do remember that. And then we make that sugar shocker, you know, to help people with insulin problems. It has like 70-some ingredients in it.
Right. Hey, we tried, didn't we?
Hey, you still need more than just that. You need your I3C with DIM and other
and
stuff.
And MSM. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, I did try, Roy, 70-some things in one formula.
Hey, and it works. Listen, Jean-Marie, we got thousands of people who are telling us that their doctors have taken them off of their diabetes medications because they don't need them anymore. Now, those people are smart. They do what I tell them. They tell the doctor, well, I just changed my diet and exercise, which is true because they're taking a supplement. Ain't that a diet? Yes.
Well, and they pretty much do change their diet and exercise because you tell them to do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean to sound like I'm making fun of people who don't want to do what we teach them to, because there are some people, probably a quarter of the people we get serious about diet and exercise and breathing and sleeping, and they actually do it. So thank God for those who are smart enough to follow all the instructions. But I want to say this too, Jean-Marie. I've also got 2/3 or 3/4 of the people who only take our supplements but never change their diet or exercise and still get really positive benefits as verified by their own medical doctors.
I know, but I just get so upset by that because, like, if you drink one single Coca-Cola, I mean, you are doing so much harm to yourself.
Oh.
And it just tears me up that people are going to do that. They can't find something like a nice lemonade or herbal iced tea or something. Can't they do that?
Or water. Listen, Jean-Marie, I tell people all the time, if you drink one 10-ounce soft drink, it don't matter if it's dark or light, diet or regular, if you drink one 10-ounce soft drink, it takes 32 8-ounce glasses of water with 12 of your patented pH drops in there to offset the acid in that one soft drink. That has helped more people stop soft drinks than anything I've ever told them.
Well, and that is absolutely true, Roy. And,
oh, I know.
You know, my dad is the one who figured that out.
I know.
My dad was so good at stuff like that. I mean, he sat there and did all the pH testing with it and everything else. So we know that number is good.
You see, folks, they don't want you to know the truth. Now, yesterday's show, Jean-Marie was going into the lies that they're spreading out there. Remember, if you believe the lies, guess what? You're going to be held in bondage. You're going to be in bondage to them, slaves to them. Listen to me, all you people out there that don't want to be slaves. You will be slaves to them. Jean-Marie, she gave you the lies where they tell you that America is the worst country in the world for handling coronavirus. She gave you the proof that the U.S. is by far the best country to live in to get over the coronavirus and to fight it back and is handling it. She told you about Scott Gottlieb from the FDA, false data administration. That's why if they work for the FDA, you can count on it. They are liars. They're lying through their teeth. She told you about the tale of two cities, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and she compared them to Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Combined deaths of Arizona, Florida, and Texas combined is 1/3 that of New York, despite twice the population. Yet New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts are having thousands upon thousands more people die from the coronavirus than Arizona, Florida, and Texas. Now, go on.
Well, you know why that is, Roy, right?
Well, sure I do.
Because they're locking people down. They're not giving them the correct information.
Jan Marie.
They were sending people back into nursing homes who had coronavirus.
Right. That was one of my biggest points. No wonder so many in the nursing homes got it and died from it. I'm going to tell you the truth, Jan Marie. Behind it all, there's a sinister plan to wipe out the population over 65. How many billions and billions of dollars will they save?
I told you after we had that conversation earlier about the lady from China who's a scientist who has escaped from China.
Yes. Listen.
She was a scientist.
Listen to this, folks.
Laboratory. Okay, she's been on Fox News this week a lot.
Yep.
And she got married 6 years ago. And her husband is also a scientist. So the lady started working on the coronavirus in December in the laboratory in Wuhan. So she had a lot of friends in China who were also scientists. And they have a CDC in China, just like we do. Our CDC helped them set up their CDC. So, this lady had been emailing with her other scientists because she was finding out a lot about what was going on with the virus and the human-to-human transmission rate. So, she went to her supervisor and basically told them, you know, this can really spread between people. This was on January 16th, she reported to her supervisor.
Yeah.
Her supervisor allegedly told her to keep silent and be careful. So she started emailing her other friends who said, we're not getting involved. You know, we don't know what you're talking about. And then her husband, you know, didn't want anything to do with it. Her husband said, look, they'll come after our families. And the supervisor said, I warned you before, don't touch the red line. So there was a guy named Pieris who worked for the WHO, and he knew all about it, and he refused to do anything about it. So basically, she wanted her husband to go with her to escape from China, and he would not go with her. So she escaped by herself. I think she got out through Hong Kong and she came into LAX and she's in hiding right now. And her name is Dr. Li Meng Yang, L-I-M-E-N-G, and her last name is Yan, Y-A-N. And she's hiding. And she says that there's a target on her back, and she has more information, but she's not telling it yet, and that we have to be really careful. We don't have a lot of time.
Well, and Jan Marie, these are things they don't want America to know. You know, let me ask you about the mask, because that's also covered in these lies. It says that the Texas governor warns of lockdown if mask mandate is not followed. Listen, folks, if they can mandate that me and you wear a mask, what else can they mandate? They can mandate
He doesn't want to do it. Governor Abbott does not want to do that.
I know. But
he's being pushed by doctors to say that.
Well, I know. Now, tell them what you found out about the mask.
Okay, so for a long time, that mask, everybody knows those paper masks don't work, because even as far back as like 15 years ago or something, they were saying they didn't work before coronavirus. Now, it also is true that, and this is just a rumor, I'm not saying this is true, but there is a rumor that some of the PPE coming in from China, including the tests, may have coronavirus on it.
Wow.
Yeah, and the reason is, like, somebody, you know, went and got a lot of people tested, and they had the test kits, and then they tested on like things that weren't even people, and the test still came back as positive. And that's why they think that there's a possibility that some of the tests may have gotten in from China, you know, to give us the coronavirus. Now, this Dr. Michael Osterholm, who is with the Infectious Disease Department, Center for Infectious Disease at the University of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
He has also worked across 5 presidential administrations. And in April, before everything was politicized, when nobody knew what was true or not, he said that the findings were zero evidence that cloth or paper masks worked. He doesn't recommend using them at all.
Wow.
In his opinion, only the N95 mask is recommended for medical personnel. No evidence that it works for massive public control of the virus. Now, he's not sure if that recommendation is because it doesn't work in the public or if it's because we have a scarcity of masks, because it would take a lot to get enough N95 masks for everybody, and then they have to be perfectly fit to work.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And you know, you see people these masks on, they pull it down over their nose. Well, they just blew it. I'm not being funny there either. They just messed the whole thing up. Jim Marie, here's my point to the public. Folks, if all they got to do is mandate that you wear a mask, what's to stop them from tomorrow mandating that you stop driving because cars kill people, that you get rid of your guns, that you turn them into the police because people die from guns? What's to stop them from making any decision they want on a mandate? What is a mandate? Is it a law? No, it's some government official up there just making a decision and telling you you're going to abide by it. Folks, let me explain something to you. There is an answer that is acceptable. No! I'm not going to wear the mask. You cannot make me do that. And if you try to pass a law that says that we're going to do it, then we're going to come after the lawmakers. This is insanity, folks. We are in a free nation. Now, give me the truth. Tell me the truth about every situation and don't make up this garbage just so that the pharmaceutical companies can get richer and the doctors can see more people. Don't you dare do that, and don't force no vaccines on me, because my answer is no. I'm not going to take it. I'd rather go to jail for life than take the thing.
Well, to be honest, Roy, I think most of this is hyped up for the money.
It is for the money.
Push the vaccines and push the shots and push the drugs.
But let me remind.
And I think that in their vaccines, they will have the mark of the beast.
Well, of course, it's called a chip. Jim, I'm going to remind everybody. Bill Gates himself spends millions and millions and millions of dollars to develop vaccines. He is quoted as saying, and I've seen him make the speech, that everybody will have to have the vaccine. And they said, if they don't get it, what does that mean? It means they can't trade. Folks, get ready. You won't be able to buy groceries. You won't be able to buy clothes. You won't be able to buy gasoline. You will not be able to get medical help, medical treatment. You will not be able to enter businesses. When they say trade, think about what that means. It affects every aspect of your life.
Well, people ought to get used to hunting and fishing and growing their own food.
Oh, they'll ban that too, Jen Marie. You won't be able to have a gun. What are you going to hunt with? Bow and arrow?
I guess so.
What's the 3 biggest states that have broken all the coronavirus death records?
Arizona. Oh, no. New York, New Jersey. In those states, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I was just going with this chart you gave me that says the 3 states have broken all, the 3 biggest states have broken all coronavirus death records, claims deaths are climbing. And then it goes on to say 65% of the deaths reported by CDC last week actually occurred more than 4 weeks ago. Backlog of reporting. Waiting for death lag to catch up at CDC. CDC calls the provisional, cause this provisional deaths so they can continue control. They don't that's even correct. Know. They don't even know the actual numbers.
Well, they know them, but they're not saying them. They're manipulating them. And see, certain states are getting mad about it so, because they're making it look bad and the states don't like it.
So, folks, listen to me. Why do they not want you to know the actual numbers? Because then everything they're saying gets shut down.
Well, and in the beginning, before most of us knew about this, I think those leaders in medicine knew a lot of stuff. And they weren't saying. They wanted to drag this out for the whole thing of the election.
Well, Jan Marie, let's go on. Let's go to a country where because we got 6 minutes left. Let's go to the countries like Sweden's death toll.
Okay, so everybody, like this guy on the Business Insider, which is a news-like thing, he said, do not hail Sweden's death toll that's approaching zero. Why wouldn't you hail that?
Right.
Sweden kept everything open, and they had very few deaths.
And why don't they want y'all to know how Sweden did it?
Well, and then, this is where this Dr. Joseph Fair, he said that he had coronavirus. And he went on TV, on MSNBC, NBC, and other places, and he said how terrible it was and blah, blah, blah. Well, he had 5 negative coronavirus tests. He did not test positive for any antibodies. So why is he making up this story to scare people? Now, I'm not going to say it isn't a dangerous virus. It is a dangerous virus because it was made in a lab, most likely. Well, and it was made probably as a weapon.
And it's dangerous if you're over 65 and got 2 or more chronic medical conditions. So if
right,
I had
but
two...
he's lying. This guy is lying.
Of course he's lying. He never even had it. Y'all, why, you got to ask yourself the next question, folks listening to us. What's the question? The most important question of all is, why are they trying to scare all of us to death?
Okay, they're trying to get rid of the middle class and small business.
Of course
they
are.
For an example, Walmart has 1.5 million employees.
Listen to this,
Amazon
folks.
Amazon has 750,000 employees. Kroger has 500,000 employees. Target has 350,000 employees, and Costco has 254,000 employees, adding up to 3,354,000 total employees. Hardly any of them have become sick.
Now, that's where you can go, folks.
Small business can't open.
That's where everybody can go, by the way, to shop. That's an essential. All those are considered essential businesses. Now, if the coronavirus is so dangerous, why are none of those employees getting this virus and dying from it?
Well, what I'm saying is these are all global businesses, except for well Kroger isn't, but most of them are international businesses who are in favor of the global one world garbage. They want us to get used to being herded into those businesses and not shopping at our local bakery, our local fruit and vegetable stand, etc., etc., our local nursery for our plants and our seeds. They don't want us going to our little local businesses.
Folks, read Daniel. Read Revelation. It tells you that toward the end of time that there'll be a one-world government, one-world money. Jan Marie, right here in Florence, Alabama, I've been told, I have not verified this, but it's now cashless. Walmart in Florence is cashless. You cannot use cash anymore. Folks, you saving your money? Why? They're going to make it worthless. You will not be able to use your money. If we don't stop this, listen, you know, the Bible says that you can prolong our days on earth. We know that we can. We know that, back in other times, if you read the Bible, You know, God gave countries extra time whenever they turned back to Him. Folks, are we going to do it man's way using His concoctions, even though they hadn't cured a single disease in 60 years? Or are we going to do it God's way using His creations, taking supplements, supporting our health at a cellular level? And believe me, we've got to maintain our freedoms. You better be ready to stand up for your freedoms and tell them no. I no longer go to the place I used to go to get my hair cut because they required me to wear a mask. I said, I will not. And they said, well, then you can't come in. I got a new person to cut my hair. That's the kind of attitude you got to have, folks. Don't let them poke you into the hole they want you in and to live the life they want you to live and to follow their instructions. I believe with all my heart that most of you out there listening to me got sense enough to run your own lives. I remember a song when I was growing up. It says, you can't run your own life. I'll be blank if you're going to run mine. And that's how I feel about it. You're not going to run my life.
Well,
we got 30 seconds, Jen Marie.
That's all we got?
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh, Roy. There's so much more. Everybody, please listen to Roy. He's trying to help you. Really, he is trying to help you. Listen to him.
Folks, remember, this program is made available by NHC Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens, and of course, Nutritional Healthcare, the parent company. You can reach us at 800-745-4408 or go by any of those stores. And remember, you can hear this radio show again and share it with other people by going to www.nhc19.podbean.com. That's nhc19.podbean.com. Thank you, Jim Marie. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.